Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Regular listeners to the show know that we work very hard to be nonpartisan in our perspectives and commentaries. At the same time, when a major party candidate travels overseas and speaks publicly, he inevitably becomes a representative of the entire nation. Such was the case last month as Mitt Romney made his way to London and was widely understood to criticize that city's preparedness for the Olympics. Romney's words during a visit to Israel echoed even more loudly and provoked some thoughtful analysis from Shalom Goldman in the pages of Religion Dispatches magazine and elsewhere. And so I'm very pleased to have Dr. Goldman with us now on State of Belief Radio. Dr. Goldman, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
For those who missed it, what did Romney say in Israel that so many people found troubling?
Well, let me read the quote, because it's been quoted in so many news media in the last few days. He was at a breakfast of supporters, financial supporters in Jerusalem, and they were in a room where you could look out and see the city of Jerusalem. And he said, "As I come here and look out over this city and consider the accomplishments of the people of this nation, I recognize the power of at least culture and a few other things." And then he went on to say what those other things were besides culture. "The Jewish history of thriving in difficult circumstances and the hand of providence." That's what he said.
Well, now, there are a lot of people that felt this was a criticism of Palestinians that ignored the historical challenges that nation has faced. But I understand you see something anti-Semitic in this as well, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I would be lax or reluctant to call Romney anti-Semitic, but I think, as in London, he stumbled into territory he wasn't familiar enough with. And by invoking the idea that Jews are good with money, he unwittingly, I think, evoked a long historical story in which Jews have been identified with unscrupulous business practices and in which they were also considered usurers. But I would not unlink this from the Palestinian story. That is, I think the Palestinians were right to be outraged. I'm saying my Jewish co-religionists also should be outraged.
I see. Well, how much significance do you read into this episode? I mean, it came amid a series of what the press has widely labeled as gaffes. So maybe it was just a gaffe?
No, I don't think it was just a gaffe. And let me say why, unlike the London episodes, because what Romney walked into was an ideological battle that rages within Israel and within the Jewish people about the meaning of Israel and its place in Jewish life. The government that rules Israel now, the government of Netanyahu, is identified with the right wing of Zionism, the so-called revisionist Zionism, of which Netanyahu's father was an eminent spokesman. He was a Cornell College professor, as many of your listeners will know, and he was against the left-wing exposition of Israeli history and the Israeli government. And he felt that Israel needs to be more militant, less engaged with the fate of the Palestinians, and more concerned with a maximalist view of power and territory. And Romney, by embracing Netanyahu both physically and ideologically, has walked into a conflict in which the other side, that is the 50% of Israeli Jews who don't support Netanyahu, were aghast. So I may have been one of the people in the United States who wrote this op-ed piece, but on the next day in Haaretz, the newspaper of record in Israel and a newspaper identified in opposition to Netanyahu had headlines about this comment.
Hmm. So, Shalom, what can we learn from this, both as individuals and as members of our society and maybe as participants in a major election cycle?
Well, I think one thing we can learn from this, that is, if you're going to enter into the nexus, the intersection of politics and religion, you need to be very well educated and very careful. Mm-hmm. And you need to be, as you said in your introductory remarks, nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. I think that the candidate here thought he was being nonpartisan by praising the Israeli acumen with money and by speaking of Israel as superior. And he didn't quite realize that a good part of the population is averse. The Israeli population and the American Jewish population are averse to that kind of discourse. So it would have been better for the candidate to simply shake hands and engage in photo ops, but not to tread in such deep waters.
You do have to realize that not a lot of people are good enough to offend both sides in an issue.
Yes, this is what my Israeli colleagues told me. He offended, well, let me elaborate on that if you would. He offended both sides of the Jewish population in Israel, and he offended the Palestinians.
Yeah. Well,
so he truly offended everyone. Hmm. In this case, he was an equal opportunity offender.
Shalom, what do you see missing in the way we talk about complicated cultural and national relationships in the Middle East and elsewhere that may contribute actually to this kind of offensive language being used?
I see a lack of depth, what we in the Academy call presentism, a tendency to look at what happened in the last few cycles of news, or perhaps last year, that would be ancient history, and not to take into account in the very old and venerable cultures we're dealing with when we travel overseas, mm-hmm. and not taking into account religion and culture. So there's a kind of facile approach in America that doesn't really go to the depth. And I'm reminded of the scandal of the Iranian Revolution and the hostage taking, which mm-hmm. many of your listeners will remember. And later, the United States government admitting that there were only 4 people in government service who knew Persian.
Mm. Mm.
Now, this has been rectified to some extent about some parts of the world, but mm-hmm. what we need is a knowledge of language, culture, and religion. And we need it, we're getting some of it in higher education, but we need it spread around the culture.
Dr. Shalom Goldman is professor of religion at Duke University. His books include Zeal for Zion, Christians, Jews, and the Idea of the Promised Land, and the forthcoming Demon's Wager, Conversion, Apostasy, and Modern Jewish Identity. You can read Dr. Goldman's column on the Romney-Israel controversy at Religion Dispatches. Dr. Goldman, thank you so much for taking time to be with us here today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much.